Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 19 and it is the 6th of February 2014. Now, I know I missed a podcast last week. I do apologise for that. But the reason was I didn't have that much to report on, what with the weather. And it'd just be in January. So I thought instead of doing two small podcasts, I'll incorporate them into one on a two-weekly thing this time. So basically today you're going to get everything I would have said last week anyway. So coming up today, again, it's just updates really. I know you're probably getting fed up of just normal updates, but this is pod blogging after all, and I'm just talking about what I've been doing. And although there's not much to be done in January, as I've said before, well, we're into February now, so things start picking up, but there are a lot of things that do need doing that are not really thought about. The hard work, but they don't seem like much. So with that, I'm going to crack on and with the show. Okay, so 2 weeks ago I went up the allotment, and I actually done quite a bit. I felt like quite a bit. I've finally rebuilt the small shed that I've had sitting there for over a year, just decaying and wasting away. So I've finally rebuilt that, and I've just put some of the old pots in that are floating around, just to keep the place a bit tidier. Now it's not the best shed. It's more of a outdoor cupboard, really, I guess. But it's holding up. It's not the sturdiest, it's certainly not the most secure, but it'll do just as a little extra storage. I'm gonna have to refelt it and paint it in with preservatives, probably to match the shed, the main shed as well. But it's tidied it up quite a lot, so I'm quite happy with that. I've completed planting all the onions and started on the garlics, so I've just got the garlics to go now, really, and I'll get those done, and most of the boar beans are now in place, so things are moving along quite well up here. I've harvested a few more leeks and carrots and things, so I'm still getting food out of it. And the Brussels sprouts, they've done really well the last few weeks. They've really grown into decent-sized Brussels sprouts, so I've got to harvest a load of those soon. I'll take them home and freeze them ready for various meals, or I'll possibly even some meals out of them, something like Bubble and Squeak. Ready for dinner. So yeah, really happy with all those results. The area is looking tidier. I've spread some more manure onto the beds, and I've now run out of manure, so I've got to get more. I've just got two more beds to manure, so things are definitely going in the right direction. I popped up there during the week just to check that the shed had lasted, of which it had, but unfortunately the water butt at the top got blown over and fallen. So when I went up there this past weekend, which I'm going to talk about now, I levelled the floor out to try and make it level, filled it back up with water again, and fingers crossed it last. However, I've been up since and it's got blown over in the wind, so I've got to really make that really nice and level and just wait for the winds to stop, I guess. I have taken apart the polytunnel and used out for spares. The sheet I can probably make some cloches out of, and the poles, along with the other poles I've got, I've discovered that some of the plastic tubing we have fits over it. So I can stick the poles in the ground, one at either side of the bed, with the plastic tubing making an arc, several layers along, and I've got some decent size arcs for putting netting over to protect things like the brassicas. The netting I have currently has fallen over, and it's the plants have grown up to the level so pigeons and things can get to it. So now I've learned that, it's a really good step in the right direction. I've also moved the empty box into where the polytunnel was, and I'm going to use that as a raised bed, and I've put some glass on top of it. These are glass from fridge doors that I happen to have. So they're heating those up, and I'm going to put some early carrots in there soon. I've emptied the compost from the first compost bin that I had. So that is now empty of compost. And I've spread that onto the beds, ready to go. I've got to take down the pallets, and I'll use those something. In fact, I've discovered that if I cut the pallets there into strips, they're about big enough to hold some pots securely. So that is quite a good option. I've then got the second compost bin, which is full and slowly decomposting down. But as they're on the area we want to make into our seating area, I'm going to have to pull it out and dispose of it all somehow. Well, put it back into the other compost bins and salvage what I can. I've also been cutting down, making prunings. So I've pruned my gooseberry bushes. Well, one of them, the red gooseberry bush, isn't too out of shape, but the white one, I've cut that down to keep it in shape. And the cuttings I've dipped into a rooting hormone jelly and put those in soil, and hopefully they'll root and I'll get a few more gooseberry bushes. I've done the same with my autumn raspberries and my apple tree, that is the espalier apple tree. I've just cut those down and saved the cut prunings for that very purpose. And hopefully they will grow quite happily, and I'll get some more trees and bushes out of them. And if they don't, it's no real loss. Okay, it's taken a bit of work, but I mean, it's not taking a huge amount of work, and if I get more trees out of it, all well and good. Where they're going to go is another question, but I'll worry about that later. But the point is that I'm just saving clippings to gain more stock. Some of the leaves I had in the incinerator bin, I've poured into the actual leaf mould bin, because that has gone down so much. It's probably reduced by about 2/3 just in that short amount of time. I don't think they've got blown out or anything. I think they've just rotted down and decomposed. So they're in there, and that'll make some lovely leaf mould, hopefully ready for use next year. So with that, I think I'm about done at the allotment, so I'll be talking about home next.